Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana, Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, Volume 19, Issue Number 4, Fall 2019. Holiday Closings. November 11th, Veterans Day. November 28th through 29th, Thanksgiving. The 2019 TBBL Adult Summer Reading Program is now complete. Thank you to all the TBBL readers who made our Adult Summer Reading Program a success. 104 TBBL patrons completed the program by reading 20 or more books. From these, 25 names were drawn to win a digital talking alarm watch. These prizes are being mailed to the home addresses of the winners. Also, special thanks to the Jones Foundation, who generously paid for the Adult Summer Reading Program prizes. New title for Book Talks Discussion Group. We have selected a new title for Book Talks, DB78978, The Storied Life of A.J. Fickrey by Gabrielle Zevin. When his most prized possession, a rare volume of poetry by Edgar Allan Poe, is stolen, bookstore owner A.J. Fickrey begins isolating himself from his friends, family, and associates. Then he receives a mysterious package that compels him to remake his life. How to join Book Talks. We hold our book discussions via an email discussion list. Members comment on the book by sending an email to the discussion list. All members then see the comments and have the ability to respond by email to the group. If you want to join our discussion group, go to http://pelican.state.lib.la.us/mailman/listinfo/tbblbooktalks and create an account by entering your name. Make sure to put your name so we can verify you, email address, and make up a password, or, as always, you can call your reader advisor. Hope to hear from you soon. A reminder to return players. Some readers received a letter recently asking for the return of one or more digital players. When a new player was issued, the old player was not returned. You are allowed to have only one player. Please return the broken player for repair. Also, if you decide you no longer want the service, return the player and any book on loan to you. 2019 Louisiana Book Festival. Mark your calendars. The 16th Annual Louisiana Book Festival will be held on Saturday, November 2nd, 2019, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is free to all. There will be hundreds of authors and exhibitors, as well as food, music, lectures, and activities for kids and teens. The Louisiana Book Festival will be held in Capitol Park, the State Library, the State Museum, and the State Capitol. The Book Festival schedule will be available in Braille and large print. For more information, visit www.louisianabookfestival.org. Spooky Mystery Thriller Recommendations for the Fall. DB92117, The Death of Mrs. Westaway by Ruth Ware. On a day that begins like any other, Hal receives a mysterious letter bequeathing her a substantial inheritance. She realizes very quickly that the letter was sent to the wrong person, but that the cold reading skills she's honed as a tarot card reader might help her claim the money. Soon, Hal finds herself at the funeral of the deceased, where it dawns on her that there is something very wrong about this strange situation and the inheritance at the center of it. DB74810, Curiosity Thrilled the Cat by Sophie Kelly. After she rescues two stray cats, small-town librarian Kathleen Paulson discovers there may be more to felines Owen and Hercules than normal kitty behavior. When a murder disrupts a music festival and Kathleen becomes the prime suspect, Owen and Hercules help her to solve the crime. DB93996, The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelides. Alicia Berenson, a famous painter married to a fashion photographer, lives in a grand house in one of London's most desirable areas. One evening after her husband returns home late from a fashion shoot, Alicia shoots him 5 times in the face and then never speaks another word. What really happened that night? Theo Faber, Alicia's psychotherapist, is determined to get her to speak. DB75439, The Diviners by Libba Bray. Evie O'Neill has been exiled from her boring hometown and shipped off to the bustling streets of New York City, and she is ecstatic. It's 1926, and New York is filled with speakeasies, Ziegfeld girls, and rakish pickpockets. The only catch is that she has to live with her Uncle Will and his unhealthy obsession with the occult. Evie worries he'll discover her darkest secret, a supernatural power that has only brought her trouble so far. But when the police find a murdered girl branded with a cryptic symbol and Will is called to the scene, Evie realizes her gift could help catch a serial killer. Veterans Day Bibliography. DB84620, Red Platoon, A True Story of American Valor by Clinton Romesha. Medal of Honor recipient describes the October 2009 attack on American combat outpost Keating in Afghanistan. Describes the architecture of the fort, which made it a vulnerable target, the troops and locals with whom he served, the battle, and courageous acts performed during it. Commercial Audiobook, 2016. DB92138, The Operator, Firing the Shots That Killed Osama Bin Laden and My Years as a SEAL Team Warrior by Robert O'Neill. The author, SEAL Team Operator, recalls his 400 mission career, including attempted rescues of Afghan ambush survivor Marcus Luttrell and Somali pirate hostage Captain Richard Phillips, which culminated in the shooting of terrorist Osama bin Laden. Unrated, Commercial Audiobook, 2017. DB87007, All the Gallant Men, An American Sailor's First-Hand Account of Pearl Harbor by Donald Stratton. One of 5 living survivors from aboard the USS Arizona during the Pearl Harbor surprise attack in 1941, Donald Stratton recounts his harrowing escape from the burning ship amid enemy fire, his ultimate recovery, and his determination to return to the fight. Violence, 2016. DB74166, American Sniper, The Autobiography of the Most Lethal Sniper in U.S. Military History by Chris Kyle. Texas ranch hand turned Navy SEAL recalls his career as the sniper with the most kills in U.S. military history. Describes his training, his 4 tours of duty in Iraq, and the strains of deployment on his family life. Violence and Strong Language, bestseller, 2012. DB92021, Vets and Pets, Wounded Warriors and the Animals That Help Them Heal by Deva Garen. A collection of essays about the bonds that develop between wounded veterans and the animals that help them heal includes stories of traditional service dogs as well as vets who bond with horses, birds of prey, and even pigs. 2017. DB87919, In the Footsteps of the Band of Brothers, A Return to Easy Company's Battlefields with Sergeant Forrest Guth, by Larry Alexander. The author explores the World War II battlefields that made Easy Company a legend, accompanied by Easy veteran Sergeant Forrest Guth. They follow the path taken by the famed Band of Brothers, revisiting the living history of the places where they went into action. Commercial Audiobook, 2010. DB85247, We Gotta Get Out of This Place, The Soundtrack of the Vietnam War, by Doug Bradley. A Vietnam veteran and a college professor present a history of the music of the Vietnam War, arranged chronologically. The authors share interviews with soldiers of diverse races and experiences, discuss the various ways soldiers acquired new music, and illustrate the importance of music to those serving. Some Strong Language, 2015. DB71795, Heart of a Patriot, How I Found the Courage to Survive Vietnam, Walter Reed and Carl Rove, by Max Cleland. Memoir by a triple amputee veteran of the Vietnam War, who was also a U.S. Senator from Georgia. Cleland describes his tour of duty, rehabilitation at Walter Reed Hospital, and entrance into state and national politics, highlights his continuing battle with depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. Some Strong Language, 2009. DB68700, The American Patriot's Almanac, by William J. Bennett. Bennett, author of The Book of Virtues, DB37818, and America the Last Best Hope, DB63365, and DB65535, and Crib, present a year of daily entries celebrating U.S. history. January features 12 reasons to love a great country. Includes presidential addresses, flag etiquette, documents, and songs. 2008. Access NFB Newsline's content with Alexa. NFB Newsline subscribers can access NFB Newsline hands-free on any Amazon Alexa product, including Echo and Echo Dot. Below are some sample commands for accessing and using the skill. Enable the NFB Newsline skill. Say, Alexa, open National Federation. To hear instructions about the skill, say, Alexa, ask National Federation to give me instructions. Log in to NFB Newsline. You will need to log in the first time you open the skill. Say, Alexa, open National Federation. Then say, Alexa, ask National Federation to log in. State clearly, log in. Provide your subscriber identification number and security code. Select content and navigate sections and articles. Alexa can help you select and move through publications easily with a variety of commands. Here are a few to get you started. Alexa, ask National Federation to read the New York Times. Alexa, ask National Federation to read the Wall Street Journal. Alexa, ask National Federation to read next section. Alexa, ask National Federation to go to previous section. Move from article to article by simply saying next or previous. Please note, all other commands need to begin with Alexa, ask National Federation. Alter reader voice and speed. Alexa, ask National Federation to change voice. Alexa, ask National Federation to read a little faster. Alexa, ask National Federation to read a little slower. Alexa, ask National Federation to read much faster. Alexa, ask National Federation to read much slower. Save an article. Alexa, ask National Federation to email me this article. General Help Command. Alexa, ask National Federation to give me instructions. Learn more about the Amazon Alexa family of devices and enable the NFB Newsline Alexa skill today. For more assistance, please call 866-504-7300. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens. White Cane Safety Day, October 15th. The Louisiana School for the Visually Impaired will be celebrating the 55th annual White Cane Safety Day on Tuesday, October 15th, 2019. Events will be held in the downtown Baton Rouge area. A variety of activities will include a picnic, route travel, awareness education, and a scavenger hunt. For further information, contact LSVI Outreach Coordinator Blanche Falk at 225-757-3489. Summer Reading 2019. The summer reading theme for 2019 was Space, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo moon landing with the slogan, A Universe of Stories. Congratulations to our 88 readers who read over 632 books this year. Those who completed the program received a T-shirt, various space-themed prizes, and a certificate of achievement. Thanks to the Jones Foundation for making this an excellent summer. Young Readers Pavilion, Louisiana Book Festival, November 2, 2019. The 16th Annual Louisiana Book Festival will be held Saturday, November 2, 2019. Programs for young readers will take place throughout the day in the State Library Teen Headquarters and in the Young Readers Pavilion. The pavilion includes tents offering activities, crafts, storytelling, writing enrichment, and face painting. The author of the 2020-2021 LYRC nominee Love Like Sky, Leslie C. Youngblood, will be attending this year. Check out Teen Headquarters. Teens can participate in presentations, lively discussions with their favorite authors, and pick up a few writing tips. Alton Carter will be accepting the award crystal for winning the 2018-2019 LTRC Award for Aging Out. Scott Rankin is on the 2019-2020 LTRC list for Nixia and will be here presenting his new young adult book, Nixia Uprising, and his new middle grade book, Saving Fable. Need homework help? Check out Homework Louisiana. If you need homework help, the State Library of Louisiana offers an online resource available at www.homeworkla.org. Homework Louisiana provides live tutoring for grades kindergarten through 12, college and adult education, test preparation, and job search assistance to all Louisiana residents. Academic tutoring is now available from 2 p.m. to midnight 7 days a week. Self-study tools for AP, ACT, SAT, and GED are also available 24/7. In addition, there is a Connect with Voice option for the visually impaired. Students may now access this service from any internet-connected computer or mobile device during these hours, even from a school campus after 2 p.m. Homework Louisiana is funded in part with a Library Services and Technology Act grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services, the State Library of Louisiana, and your local public library. 2019-2020 Louisiana Young Readers' Choice Nominees. The 2019-2020 Louisiana Young Readers' Choice Program is a reading enrichment program of the Louisiana Center for the Book in the State Library of Louisiana. There are three categories, grades 3 through 5, grades 6 through 8, and Teen Readers' Choice for grades 9 through 12. Students read from the nominated titles during 2019 and vote on their favorite by March 1, 2020. To qualify, students must be from Louisiana and have read three of the titles in the appropriate grade category for grades 3 through 8. Teens must read two titles from the LTRC nominated list. You can help decide who will win. To cast your vote, call 1-800-543-4702. TBBL has these LYRC and LTRC titles. Grades 3 through 5. DB88663, A Boy Called Bat, by Elana K. Arnold. BR22031, DB90685, Crown, An Ode to the Fresh, by Derek D. Barnes. DB87431, Jake the Fake Keeps It Real, by Craig Robinson. DB87948, Lemons, by Melissa Savage. DB88575, The Door in the Alley, The Explorers, by Adrian Kress. DB94847, Wedgie and Gizmo, by Suzanne Selfers. DB89315, Wish Tree, by Catherine Applegate. Grades 5 through 8. DB94963, All's Fair in Middle School, by Victoria Jameson. DB88054, Beyond the Bright Sea, by Lauren Walk. DB88128, LP25965, Clayton Bird Goes Underground, by Rita Williams Garcia. DB88908, Forget Me Not, by Ellie Terry. DB91203, DBC12771, Frog Kisser, by Garth Nix. DB89519, Greetings from Witness Protection, by Jake Burt. BR22120, DB89430, Insignificant Events in the Life of a Cactus, by Dusty Bowling. DB88711, Refugee, by Alan Gratz. BR22132, DB89272, Slider, by Pete Hauptman. DB85595, The Red Bandana, by Tom Rinaldi. Young Adult, BR22221, DB89757, The 57th Bus, by Daska Slater. DB90417, An Enchantment of Ravens, by Margaret Rogerson. DB87420, Goodbye Days, by Jeff Zentner. BR21874, DB87441, DB87967, Spanish, The Hate You Give, by Angie Thomas. DB89688, Long Way Down, by Jason Reynolds. BR22279, DB89665, Nixia, by Scott Rankin. DB88357, One of Us is Lying, by Karen M. McManus. DB89192, Warcross, by Marie Lou. DB89350, You Bring the Distant Near, by Metali Perkins. Support our TBBL Friends organization. The Jones Foundation acknowledges the following donor for his generous contribution, George Hill. Since 1981, the Mrs. W. Carruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped community statewide. It directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL Summer Reading Program, Staff Enrichment, and Early Literacy Program. To contribute, make checks payable to the Foundation and mail to the following address: Mrs. W. Carruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a 1-year membership to the Foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. TBBL Directory. Library Address: Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70802. Phone numbers: Baton Rouge 225-342-0035. Statewide 1-800-543-4702. Fax 225-342-6817. Special Services: Music Section 800-424-8567. Braille Service 800-453-4293. Email tbbl@state.lib.la.us. tbblkids@state.lib.la.us. Walk-in hours, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Phone and email hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Library services: audiobooks and magazines, braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, descriptive videos, online catalog, BARD download service, BARD mobile apps, newspaper reading service. Eligibility: any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.